From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Asian markets generally higher following Monday's global plunge. China's benchmark Shanghai opened today down more than 6%, although it recovered some of the lost territory after falling nearly 9% Monday. Other Asian markets opened lower today but rebounded. Monday, global markets plunged on concerns over China's faltering economy. U.S. stocks dived at the open and finished down nearly 4%. Prices for some commodities also declined, with oil off more than 4%, its lowest level in more than 6 years. Ben Willis is with Princeton Securities.
The world stock markets are repricing the Chinese economy. The Chinese economy had been the lifesaver to the world economy going back to 2007 and the Great Recession. They were the single most important economy in the world at the time. They're the second largest economy in the world. What the global stock markets are doing and have been doing for this past month is repricing a growth in China that is less than it had been.
A falling stock market and a surprise currency devaluation have made investors question the health and growth of the China's economy. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in Abuja Monday with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, promising solidarity in the fight against insecurity, unemployment, and corruption. Mr. Ban spoke of the plight of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram militants some 500 days ago from the town of Chibok.
I want to reiterate my support for the Chibok girls and so many other innocent abducted girls and boys.
Mr. Ban called the humanitarian situation in the country's northeast worrisome. He also praised Mr. Buhari's peaceful election early this year, saying this should be an example that is emulated by other countries. This is VOA News. South Korea has agreed to halt propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after Pyongyang expressed regret over a recent landmine explosion that wounded two South Korean soldiers. The agreement reached after marathon talks Tuesday diffused the latest confrontation. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
What's important here is that the two sides did get together. They did come to an agreement. They both found mutually satisfactory. And that's the important thing. And that tensions now, which had been running pretty high over the last several days, have an opportunity to decrease a little bit.
A South Korean presidential security advisor said the two Koreas also agreed to hold talks soon on improving ties, more than 60 years after ending the Korean War with an armistice. They also said they'll resume reunions in September for families separated by the conflict. The head of UNESCO has called destruction by Islamic State militants in the ancient Syrian city Palmyra a war crime. On Sunday, militants blew up the 2,000-year-old Baal Shamin Temple. Nearly a week after beheading Khalid Assad, archaeologist and former head of antiquities in Palmyra. IS fighters captured the historic town in May, reportedly executed more than 200 people in and around the city. After Sunday's blast, Syria's antiquities chief Mahmoud Abdul Karim told AFP our worst fears are sadly being realized. He called on the international community to act to liberate the city by all means necessary. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called new parliamentary elections after a deadline passed for forming a government with the opposition. The move announced in a presidential statement Monday was widely expected after 2 months of coalition talks that failed to produce a new government. Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party lost its parliamentary majority in June for the first time since 2002, forcing it to enter talks with the opposition to form a coalition alliance. A strong typhoon brought strong winds and flooding rains to southern Japan Tuesday. Authorities advised more than 100,000 to leave their homes as Typhoon Goni produced wind gusts up to 180 kilometers per hour. The storm left more than 20 injured. Forecasters expect the typhoon to continue moving north toward the middle of the Sea of Japan early Wednesday. Before affecting Japan, the storm hit the Philippines, killing at least 21. A Sudanese migrant who walked the length of the Channel Tunnel from France to Britain has pleaded not guilty to charges in a British court. 40-year-old Abdul Haroon was arrested on August 4th after being found in the tunnel near its exit in the county of Kent. The Eurotunnel officials say they have blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe to Britain since the beginning of this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.